Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Kuf Chefs in Meseches Pesachim. It is the 431st daf in Shas. It's the daf for Sunday, Parshas Lech Lecha, Tavshin Ayin Dalid. Our daf will discuss the concept that the Gemara had told us, that drinking a lot of wine is acceptable on Erev Pesach. In fact, it seems that Rava even did it, because that gives you a greater appetite for food at the Seder. And this the Gemara will explain on the top of Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, is the reason why there is a difference in the halacha that one could drink between the first two kosos and not between the third and fourth kos. The Gemara will tell us the custom of Rav Sheshes, who used to actually fast on Pesach, on Erev Pesach, and the Gemara will explain why Rav Sheshes went to such an extreme. The Gemara will then go on to analyze the statement of the Mishnah that even an Ani should do Hetseba on the night of Pesach with the Dalet Kosos. The Gemara then will get involved with the Halachos of Hetseba on the night of Pesach. The Gemara will describe that Matzah does require Hetseba, Maror does not. The Gemara then will have a big discussion which Kosos require Hetseba. The Gemara then will also discuss whether a woman is supposed to do Heseba. The Gemara then will discuss a son in front of his father, as well as a son by his Rebbe. That will take us to Amud Beis. It will tell us that Nashim are Chayov in Arbakosis because of the rule of Afein Hayu Baosanes. The Gemara then will tell us the requirement that the Kosos have to be appropriately diluted, and will discuss the Halacha of what if it's not appropriately diluted, or if the Kosos are drunk at one shot. And then the Gemara will tell us some requirements about the wine for the night of Pesach. Let's, Bezer Hashem, see this inside in the holy words of the Gemara. Amar Rava Mina Aminala. How do I know that it's appropriate to drink a lot of wine? And the Chamra Migragar, that drinking wine actually makes you more hungry. This is not, we learn later on in Mishnah, Kuf Yud Zayin Mabez, Beina Kosas Halolo, between the first and second kosos, imratza lishtos yishte. If you want to drink, you can drink more wine. Bein shlishi revi lo yishte. But between the third and the fourth, you can't. V'i amrit mised soid. And if you're going to say that the wine satiates, amay yishte, why would we allow them to drink? Haka achil lematza achilas gasa. It will cause you to eat the matza achilas gasa. Mefarshim, of course, explain that the hungrier you are, the better appetite you have. However, the fuller you are, the more likely you won't be able to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, because you can't eat like an animal. Someone who's full and still eats is eating like an animal. That's called achilas gasa. El shma mina migragar. It must be that the wine helps you to have an appetite. Hence, you're allowed to drink between the first and second kosas. Rashbam explains that the reason you can't drink between the third and fourth, because it appears that you're adding to the four kosas. Between the first and the second, it's to add an appetite. So then you're allowed to. But it doesn't look like you're being mosif al hadala kosas, because you're doing it because you want to have more appetite. However, we saw for between the third and fourth, there's no reason to drink. The Rashbam quotes Yerushalmi that adds another reason that says that when you drink during the meal, that will not make you drunk. However, drinking after the meal will. Hence, after Birchas Hamazon, what should not drink before the fourth kos. Rav Sheshes have a Yosef B'tan Yisa called Mali Yoma de Pischa. Rav Sheshes used to be in a fast the entire Erev Pesach. Gemara tries to understand what was the reason Rav Sheshes was in a fast the whole time. Neima kasar rishayshes. Maybe the pshat behind rishayshes is the following cheshbon: samuch lemincha gedola tnan, that he learned that there's an iser kviyasuda already by mincha gedola. Mefarshim explain that is already during the zman of Karban Pesach, and therefore umishum pischa. It's not because that he won't have an appetite eating at 1 o'clock. Or 1:30 is not going to ruin your appetite for 10 o'clock. However, it will be a problem if we want you to be focused for the Karban Pesach. So there are two reasons not to eat on Erev Pesach. So if we say Rav Sheshes holds that the Mishnah that says that from Mincha Gedola and on, you're not supposed to because you need to be focused on the Karban Pesach, Dilma Mimshech V'Asla Menuyim El Mavot Pescha, and that will cause you from eating to be distracted from the Karban Pesach. That's step number one. Visavarla, and he also holds number two. Ki adamar avra Reb Oishia, amar Reb Lazar, machshir hayi ben Beseira. This is a shita that we have in Zvachim, that ben Beseira held that a Pesach is going to be kosher. A Pesach sheshachtu shachris bar basa lishmoy. That already from the 14th in the morning, it's considered lishma. And therefore, umitzafrazman pischahu, kuliyoma chazil pischa. So from the morning, you already have to fast, Rav Sheshis is saying, so that you cannot be distracted from the Karban Pesach. What's the basis of Ben Becerra? The Savar Beinu Harbayim, that when the Pasuk says Beinu Harbayim, Erev de Etmol, it's referring to the evening of yesterday, La Erev Ha'idna, to the evening of today. Normally, Bein Arbayim means after midday. Here, this understand Bein Arbayim means from evening to evening. Amri Loi, the Gemara says you could make this whole cheshbon, but that's not really Rosh Hashanah's logic. Lo, Shani Rosh Hashanah is in his habit. Rosh Hashanah was someone who was very particular, was easily disturbed, and the Eton Bitzafra, if we eat in the morning, he had a very, very small appetite. And if he would eat in the morning, he still wouldn't have an appetite for the evening. Taisus Nibra Maskel, Rav Sheshes, says that number one, it doesn't mean that he mamish sapatinus, but he was careful not to eat a lot. Or Taisus says, he mamish was makabal upon him a tainus. And here Taisus points out the minig in Maseches Sofrim, that there is a minig for the Bechoros to fast on Erev Pesach. Tosfos also points out in Dibra Maschel Neima that even though today and in the time of Rosh Sheshes, unfortunately there was no Karban Pesach, they still continued this custom to act as if we shouldn't be distracted from the Karban Pesach. Let's Be'ezer Hashem continue going back all the way to our Mishnah on Sadi Testament Beis. Vafilu Anishab Yisrael Yachal Ad Sheyesev, even a poor person has to make arrangements to, I see the community also has to make sure that he has enough provisions to recline and be mekayim all the mitzvahs hayom itmar. We learned in regards to reclining in the mitzvahs hayom, matzah tzarech haseba, maror ain't tzarech haseba. You need to recline for matzah, you don't need to recline for maror, because the maror is not a sign of cheres. Period. Yayin. In regards to wine, Itmar Mishmei Rav Nachman Sarach Haseba. In the name of Rav Nachman was quoted that you do need to recline. Itmar Mishmei Rav Nachman Ein Sarach Haseba. And others told in the name of Rav Nachman that you don't have to recline. V'lo pli yitzan machlokas. Ho betarta kaisa kamoi. Ho betarta kaisa basroi. One is talking about the first two kosos, and the other is talking about the other two kosas. The Gemara is confused, but which two? Is it the first two that you have to recline, and the third and fourth you don't, or the third and fourth you don't, and the third and fourth you do, and the first and second you don't? Armi lo l'hai gisa, v'armi lo l'hai gisa. Armi lo l'hai gisa, some who said, kesa kamoi bo yiseba. The first two you need to recline. Here the Gemara gives a reason. Dahash tohu dekam nischa lo l'cheirus, because this is the beginning of the cheirus. The first of the kosos indicate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beginning to take us out of Mitzrayim, make us free. It's already a fait accompli plea that we're going to taste freedom. And some say the opposite. Now you're free. However, before, and you were saying, you're still saying avodim hayinu. So the Gemara concludes, what's the halacha? Hashit marhachi v'itmarhachi, idi v'idi ba'a seba. Now that you need do a seba, and we have a suffix, so therefore, we do haseba on all of them. Mirtz Hashem, for the halacha from the daily daf, we will discuss some of the halachas of haseba. Also, we will discuss the question of the Ran, that the Ran asks, but isn't this a case of suffix derabbanan lekula? And therefore, we should only do Heseba on two of them and not of four. Why be Machmer? Now continues with some halachos of Heseba. Prakton loshme Heseba. Someone who bends his back and his head is facing upwards, like a person who reclines in a modern day recliner today, that is not considered haseba. Haseba is yamin. Lo shmei haseba, also reclining to the right, is not considered haseba. V'lo yoid, and not only is it not called haseba, Rashbam explains that the first part over here of the Gemara is because he needs to eat with his right hand. And if he's leaning on his right, he's sort of trapping his hand. V'lo od, and the more famous reason is the second reason that the Gemara gives. El shema yaktim kana leveshet, but where another reason you read on, lean on the left, because according to the tradition of Chazal, it was more likely that the food go down chas v'chalila the trachea instead of the esophagus. According to Rashbam's Rabosav, that was because the trachea was on the left and the esophagus on the right. And Rashbam quotes from his Rabosav exactly why that would cause a person to choke. Interestingly, it's not well known that Rashbam quotes Rabbeinu Shlomo, that learns that Rashi, it seems that Rashbam seems to be indicating that the Mefarish above is Rashi, learns that this problem of Shema Yaktim is not in a case of leaning to the right, but rather is when you lean all the way back, because when you're more likely, when you lean back, the area that normally closes the trachea from having food go down it is more likely to open, and therefore chas v'chalila cause a person to choke. Period. Isha eitzel baila, lo ba yiseba. A woman next to her husband does not need to do a seba. Vim isha chashuvi, but if she is an isha chashuva, then tzricha has seba, then she does need to do a seba. A famous line from the Rama where he says, our women are chashuvas. Whether your wife does a seba or not, make sure that you treat her as a chashuva. Ben eitzel aviv ba yaseba. Son next to his father, does he need a seba? The answer is yes. Boy, a seba. He needs to do a seba. Boy, Lubat the Shadow was asked, Talmud Eitzel Rabbi Mai. What's halach about a student by his Rabbi? Tashma. Abaye said, Ki avinon bei mar ziginin. Abirke da dodi. When we were by Mar, who is Rabba, then we leaned on the knees of each other. Ki asin levei Rav Yosef. But when we came to Rav Yosef, Amalon lo tzrichusa. He said, you don't have to. Mori Rabcha. Kimora Shemaim, that Gemara tells us in Avos, the fear of your Rebbe should be like the fear of heaven, and therefore when you're in front of your Rebbe, you do not lean. Mesive, I'll ask you the following kasha. Didn't we learn in a brisa that you're always supposed to lean in front of a Rebbe? Tanya, when did the brisa say this? Bishulya Denagri. We're talking about a student who's learning an umnis, a trade, by his teacher. So there he leans, but not in front of a Rebbe who teaches him Torah. Of course, it's based on the Gemara in Kedushin that a person needs to learn a trade. So they would even have teachers who they would go to who would teach them a trade. Boy, Luhu, three lines from the bottom of Kuf Chesam and Aleph. Shamish Mai. What's Allah in regards to the servant? Tashma Domer B'Shua Melevi HaShamish Ochel Gzayis Matzu Gushu Mesiv Yotza. If he reclined, he's Yotze, says Rabbi Shua ben Levi. We deduce, Mesev in, lo Mesev loy. Only when he reclines is he Yotze. Shma mino bo yaseba, shma mino. We hear from him here that a shamish needs to do an aseba. Now the Gemara has a very famous line. Vam Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Last words on Kuf Chesam and Alf. Nashim chayavos barba kosas halalu. Women are chayavos in arba kosas, even though one could argue it's a mitzvah sasei shezman grama, sha'afein hayu ba'osa nes, because they were also in that nes. Tosis explains on top of the Yomud, on Amud Beis, that otherwise they should be potter because of mitzvah sasei shezman grama. According to many Rishonim, as discussed by Tosos in Megillah, whenever a woman would be chayeves because of afein hayu ba'osa nes, that would never be more than a din derabana. Therefore, Tosis points out that this works for dine derabana to be mechayev a woman, according to some Rishonim, just like a man. There are some who say no, that women only have the mitzvah of shmias megillah, for example, that the Gemara Megillah on Daf Daled Amud Aleph tells us that women are chayavos just like men, but that only means for shmia, says the Bahag and others. And the Avnei Nezer explains that means that they're part of the mitzvah of persume nisa, to hear it, but not necessarily the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. That's why in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down a question of whether a woman should make the bracha al Mikra Megillah, because there's some Rishonim who say that their mitzvah is Shmias Megillah. So if the mitzvah is Persume Nisa, then at most it's going to be a din derabbanan. It might not even be on the same level of a man's derabbanan if it's based on Afein Hayibos Hanes, but it cannot be turned into a daraisa. That's why Tosas over there in Megillah points out that we're going to have a hekish later on in our Masechta. Actually, it's a little bit before us on Daf Tzadi Aleph on the base, that women are, because they're included in the Isra of Chametz, they're also included in the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, and we don't simply rely on Afein Hayubos Anes, but rather we say that Kol Shmi Sheyeshno Bebal Tocha Chametz Yeshno Ba'Achilas Matzah. So this is a Din D'Rabbanan, Afein Hayu Ba'osa Nes. How were the women included in that Nes? So here, Rashbam and Rashi explain, the Gemara in Sota says that there were Nashim Tzidkanios that saved us. Time and time again we see it's always due to the women that we get out of these tough spots. They encourage their husbands to continue having children despite the oppression. Of course, there was Shifra and Pua, so there was a lot that was due to the women. See, Tosas in Megillah gives varied explanations for Afein Hayibos Anes on Daf Dalid Amid Aleph. The Gemara continues on the top line. Uncle Chesam Abayz, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Arba Koses Halalu, Tzarek Shehebon Kedei Mezigas Kofs Yofa. These four kosos need to have a amount of wine that makes for a nice kos. In other words, appropriate balance between the actual raw wine, which usually had water that was added to it. So it's supposed to be an appropriate mix, that it's not too thick, not too heavy, and not too thin. We need to emphasize that this is in the time of Chazal. There are poskim that hold that today, if you added water to wine, then it might, at a certain stage, cause it to lose its borei pri hagafen altogether. So don't learn from this Gemara to add water to wine. There are cases that will be acceptable, and there are cases when it would not. Shasachai yotza, if you drank the wine raw, in other words, before it was diluted, your yotze. Shasamabas achas yotze, if you drink all four kos at once, you're also yotze. Hishkeman levanov ulevnei beso yotze, and if you give your children to drink from them without drinking from the whole kos, in other words, you drink from part of it and the children bring part of it, then you're also yotze. From here, the post can deduce that it's kedai to drink the whole kos. It could very well be that specifically on the night of Pesach, unlike Kiddush on other nights, there would be a halachatchila to drink the entire kos. So it might be kedai not to take a very, very large kos, but one that has the basic shear. Shasan chai yotze. This is what we learned, that if you drank it raw, yotze amar rava rava added yidei yayin yotze. You were yotze the chiyuv of drinking wine, yidei cheirus lo yotze. But the component of the cheirus, of showing that you're living like a king, there you're not yotze. A king dilutes his wine appropriately. The Briska Rav on the Rambam over here, take a look at this Rambam, points out that there are two parts to the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. One is the drinking of Dalet Kosos, and then there's another component, and that is showing Cheirus. Shosam Bebasa Achas, if you drink all at once, Rav Amri Dei Yayin Yotze, Dei Arba Kosos Lo Yotze. Rav holds that you were Yotze the Chiyuv of drinking wine, but you weren't Yotze the way to do it, and that is through four Kosos. Hishkman Levanu Leves of Yotze, if you gave it to his children's Yotze, Arm Nachma Yitzhak, Vuhu De Ishti Ruba De Kos. But you still need Lechatchila to drink the majority of the cup. Meisive Dal Kos Alalu, I'll ask you a final question. These four Kos, Tzor Shei Ben Kedei Revius, Echad, Tzorek Shei Ben Kedei Revius, comma. It needs to have a Revius. Echad Chai, Vechad Mazuk, whether it's raw, whether it's properly diluted. Echad Chodosh, whether it's new wine, Vechad Yashin, the better wine, of course, is old wine. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Tzor Shei Botam, Umar Yayin. Katani Mias, we learned, Kedei Revius, that what needs is the size of Revius. Vat Amar Kos Yafa, and you use the expression of Kos Yafa. It sounds like a different shear. So Gemara gives a simple teretz. Who says Kos Yosef is a different shear? Amri, idi v'idi chach yurahi. Really, Kos Yafe is the exact same thing as a revius. Maikadei mizigas Kos Yafe, the ka'amr, the kol chad v'chad, da'avlu kula revius. It means that every single kos, when it's diluted appropriately, would reach the size of a revius. Some have the girsa idi idi chachuro ukide mezigas kos yafe hainu revius. And the Rashbam explains that that means that to get a revius of wine is one quarter raw wine with three quarters of water. It needs to have both the appearance of wine as well as the taste. Amarava, my time at Rabbi Yehuda. What's the rationale of Rabbi Yehuda? The chsiv, as the pasuk says, al teira yayin ki yisadam. We see that wine is red from that pasuk, and also the navi in Mishlei Shlomo HaMelech is warning, don't al teira yayin, don't get too comfortable with wine. Why? Because it will get you drunk. So it has some type of tam. Tana Rabbanan, we learn in Braisa kol chayavim b'arba koisis. Everybody's chayv in arba kosis. These arba kosis. Arba kosis alolo. Echad anoshim, ve'echad noshim, ve'echad tinokos. Whether men, women, or children. Am Rabbi Yehuda v'chimato el seyesh tinokos b'yayin. What type of benefit is there to have children drink wine? El mechalkalen kloyos ve'gozim erev Pesach, kadei shelo yishanu v'yishalu. You give them nuts and parched wheat. By giving that to your children on the night of Pesach, parched wheat, for those people who are interested in, who keep the kids interested by doing things different. So, Kadesh shel yishanu v'yishlu, that they should not fall asleep and they should ask. Amar lava Rabbi Akiva, they say about Rabbi Akiva, shei mechalek, klois ve'gozlan tinokos b'er Pesach, kadesh shel yishnu v'yishlu, that they shouldn't fall asleep and therefore they will ask. Bezer Hashem will pick up with this idea tomorrow, with Daf Kuf Tes in Maseches Pesachim. This concludes Daf Kuf Ches in Perek Arvei Pesachim.